Good morning, America. Welcome to Back to Business Monday, July the 28th, 2025. I, for one, am happy to be here. This is the Boss Big Show.
Hey, at least someone is.
We're all just thrilled to be here, believe me. Here at 107.1, 99.7 FM on the Boss app, 107.1theboss.com. Robbie and Rochelle in the morning. Joe Nolan, Valerie Seagraves, Kermit the Wonder Frog, Nor'easter Nick. The whole crew is here. I'm going to turn my headphones up a little bit louder.
Oh,
they're like, louder. I'm going to wake myself up a little bit.
Yeah, yours are connected to mine, so watch out there, because I still have my hearing. What was that you said?
I know. I feel like I got to turn them up a little bit. You know what happens when I lay by the pool? I put in those little earbud things, and then I got them so loud that I can't hear for 2 days afterwards. So I'm extra loud in the main headphones this morning.
I like it how you make your problem everyone else's problem.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Yep.
Listen to Joe.
That's the Robbie magic.
I would concur. What a wonderful group. I'm already thrilled to be here, and I got to be with you people. What a delightful way to start my day. Boy, I tell you, also, as you walk outside, I could smell that burning from the Canadian wildfires. They're saying there's a level of 100. The air quality index is above 100, which is at a warning level for people with lightheadedness, nausea, dizziness, allergy. I could smell it in the car. Could you smell it driving in this morning?
I didn't notice it so much.
You can't really see the haze in the sky like we've had before, but I smelt that burning smell. Maybe it was just the car. I was assuming it was the wildfires, but.
Yeah, it could be.
Hopefully it's not my tires or something like
that.
Did
you leave something in the microwave?
Yeah, I don't know. It was probably my neighbors. Nearly burnt the place down the other day.
Oh, really?
Is there anything left of Canada to burn? I feel like it's been on fire for years now.
Yeah.
It's been a couple of years, right, since this whole thing started. It just keeps going and going.
Put the fire out up there. You know, come on. Put it out.
They got a new prime minister. Hasn't he figured this out? Let's go.
Yeah, put it out.
Get some hoses.
You know, Trudeau didn't know where he was. All right, so he now, you know, now we got a new guy. Let's get in there and put the thing out.
Rochelle and I couldn't name who won the Stanley Cup last year. Can anybody in the room name who the Canadian Prime Minister is, the new guy? Nope.
No.
Not a clue. I don't know. Trudeau,
it's
I remember.
Not Trudeau anymore?
No, Trudeau's out.
No, he's out.
Oh.
I think there was a French guy
I
before.
Don't know.
It's always a French guy. Confusing. Mm. Joe, you look like you had a nice weekend with your grandson. You went down to Seaside Heights. That's great.
I'm exhausted.
I was going to say, you were out like 8 o'clock at night last night on the boardwalk.
Exhausted. And then what happens is, you know, Liam comes with my son and my daughter-in-law. And, you know, Liam is 3 years old, boy, crazy nut, running around, just, you know, never stops. And we went to the boardwalk in Seaside and took him on all the little rides and did all the things you do. And then went, got ice cream after dinner and did all that stuff. And it was a lot of fun, but he is a handful. So after he left, we had probably about 4 hours to flip over the bed and breakfast here, because then my wife's daughter shows up with her daughter.
Oh, wow.
So now she's here, and she's going to be here for the week, and then three of her four sons are going to be here over next weekend. So it's...
Wow.
Yeah, it gets crazy.
Yeah, you're tiring me out just listening to that.
Well,
wow.
Well, between the two of us, we have seven kids, and five of the seven will have been here within a week. You know, so it's a lot.
Wow.
You know, a lot going on. But so it's fun, though. It's all fun.
Is it possible that being here with us is the least stressful part of your day?
Oh, no doubt in my mind that that's what it is. Oh, I love doing this. You get up in the morning, there's no one around, no one's awake, everybody's, you know, still sleeping, and I'm sitting down here in my little thing. Do what I do.
Is she yelling at you to get stuff out of the way and to cook something and throw this away and take the trash out and all that?
No, I do that. You know, when her kids are here, I kind of let her just see her kids and I cook and I do all that.
Right.
I always do
that.
I always
nice
make sure that, yeah, because she doesn't see them that, you know, Roche doesn't see them very often, you know?
Yeah, so, no, I get it.
Because they're all over the country. You know, the one's in Colorado, one's in Pennsylvania, one's in Connecticut, one's in Florida. You know, so, I mean, it's one's in Brielle. But the rest of them, you know, the rest of them are all around the country. She doesn't get to see them. So I try to get her, maximize her time with her kids. She doesn't need to cook. I'll cook.
Well, I'm sweating. Anything exciting at the Seagraves household, or is it nice and calm at your place?
Very calm
good.
At my place.
Good.
Nice, good.
I run a tight ship.
Yeah, she does. And that's the way we like it. Let's talk about the Monday program. On the way, we'll go to the Celebrity Hotline. for Blake Clark. You might not know his name, but I'll tell you what, he's in Happy Gilmore 2. He's Slinky Dog. He's the voice of Slinky Dog.
Yes.
In Toy Story 5. He's also got a new Netflix movie out and with Leanne Morgan, and he was in Home Improvement. He was in Boy Meets World, so you definitely know him when you see him. We'll get Blake on the Celebrity Hotline this morning. More passes in to our VIP night at Jenks Boardwalk. We got a 5-pack of passes to win with Dead Guy in the Envelope this morning. First chance of the day to qualify for $1,000 of summer cash payoff, all presented by Wild Fork Meat and Seafood Market. Get you a couple of those exclusive limited edition red, white, and blue Big Show tees. Coming down to the wire on that, because August 11th is the grand prize. Somebody could walk away with not one, but two checks for $1,000. Plus, we'll do the Fast Five, birthdays, mom confession, 7:29:20, and a fresh He Said,
She Said
at 7:50 this morning. Right here, right now, time for the CBB, the Community Bulletin Board. Local businesses, organizations, community groups, charities, putting on events, doing their best to do good in the hood. And we share them each and every morning about this time, about 6:20, 8:35 or so. It might just be the most important thing we do. If you have something you'd like us to mention, get us on the Facebook page or right there, 1071theboss.com. We'd be happy to share.
And the Community Bulletin Board is brought to you by Jersey Weight Loss Clinic. Their special cryo body sculpting event is still going on. You could lose 1 to 3 inches per session. More info at jerseyweightlossclinic.com.
Well, the Boss Roadies were busy over the weekend. Couple of shout-outs. Thank you to everybody, the organizers of the Monmouth County Fair, for having us out for a couple of nights. Friday night fireworks, we were out there. Also, thank you to the headliner in Neptune. They hosted the Watch reunion party. As a band that was big at the shore years ago, and they broke up, but they're back together and had a great night, and Kane was the host of that. And then we were also out at Monmouth Park for the Italian Festival and wine tasting on Saturday, which I understand was a swanky affair. So thank you all for having us out. Coming up on Tuesday, August the 5th, the Neptune Police Department National Night Out at Midtown Elementary goes from 5 until 8. The Boss Roadies will also see you there. And then our next fair, we'll be hopping back on the Ferris wheel Friday night, August the 8th, the Middlesex County Fair. In East Brunswick. That'll be from 6 to 8 on Friday the 8th. Stafford Township Green Teams Green Fair. That's going on today in Manahawkin, Manahawkin Lake Park, from 4 until 7. It's a free event. You can learn about sustainability for your community from all sorts of local organizations and participants at staffordnj.gov for more. Summer Fun Night tonight at Birch and Surf Park in Beechwood from 6 until 8. It's a free event open to the community. Face painting, arts and crafts, bingo games right there by the ocean. Ocean County Tourism. Search them on Facebook, and that event link should pop right up. And did you imagine there is a psychic fair? Well, you might be one of them. There is a psychic fair tomorrow night from noon until 7. Your senses were correct at the Ocean County Library Upper Shores Branch, which is in Lavalette, right near our friends at the Crab's Claw. Registration is required. Tarot cards, palm readings, crystals, and a whole lot more.
Ooh.
Proceeds from the fundraiser benefit friends of Upper Shores Branch Library, the oceancountylibrary.org, and then do the little drop-down thing and click on Lavalette if you'd like some more info on the psychic fair. Couple of things we thought you needed to know this morning on your friendly local neighborhood CBB. That's it. That's the CBUB, the Community Bulletin Board.
From the creators of Fantastic Four comes a new comic book-based movie. Mediocre Productions presents The Below Average Four. Four wimpy, subpar superheroes who get their butts kicked every time. Meet Trekkie.
If you fellas continue to punch me, I will be forced to post nasty comments about you on my website.
The Frenchman.
You villains, stand back, or I will be forced to surrender. Ask the United States for help, then hate them forever.
The male figure skater.
Guys, time out! Stop pummeling me! I've lost one of my sequins!
And the interior designer.
You know, I think this vicious pummeling would look much better if you were all dressed in taupe.
The Below Average Four. Crime has a new name. Guys, curled up in the fetal position, bleeding profusely.
That's it! I'm kicking all of you out of the William Shatner fan club!
Well, this is kind of an audio and video deal, so you can feel free to hop onto our Robbie and Rochelle radio socials. I think we link this to the Boss page as well. And it would better this story if you go and look at the picture as you hear Rochelle detail this. But everybody wanted to know, how was Rochelle's high school reunion? It's just her fifth this weekend. She just graduated 5 years ago, of course.
That's it. Yes, it was the fifth anniversary.
But the picture is it's worth going to take a look at, because something special was there.
Yeah, so we are all eating dinner. They served us tacos from a taco truck, which were delicious. Mm-hmm. And this guy walks in, and I don't recognize most of the people in this room, which was awkward enough as it is. I did not recognize maybe five people of the entire group I could recognize. This guy walks in. He looks like a teacher, like all of us do. We all look like teachers now. So I'm assuming he's one of our old teachers. He's not. He was a student as well.
Right.
He's holding the Stanley Cup. The hockey Stanley Cup.
Right. Now, you sent this picture of yourself with this, and I said, what is that? Because I zoomed in, and I said, that looks like the Stanley Cup. But I figured it can't possibly be. It must be something related to, you know, school sports or something like that. But it was the actual NHL Stanley Cup.
It's the Stanley Cup. I mean, it's huge.
Yeah.
It's heavy. And why is it at my high school reunion? So this guy, and I don't know if this is true. The more I'm thinking about it, I'm like, is this true? Is he trying to do the Romy and Michelle, I invented Post-it line? I'm not sure. The more I think about it, I'm just not sure. But he apparently works for the team who won last year, which I think was Florida.
Right.
I'm not sure. I have no idea. He's telling everyone, and I was hardly paying attention. And I guess anyone who's associated with the team gets to have the Stanley Cup for a week during the season. And I don't know if any of this is true. I have no idea. But he was holding the Stanley Cup, and he let all of us hold it, take pictures with it, drink out of it. This thing is so heavy. It's got to be 50 pounds. I mean, it's really, really heavy. But it was the craziest, coolest thing. And the best part of my class reunion was that this guy came in with the Stanley Cup.
I mean, it certainly looks authentic, but then you mentioned that he's letting people drink out of it and pick it up and pose with it, and that's where I say this can't be real, because if he's being entrusted with this thing, I can't imagine they would let him do that.
That's what they do. I went and I looked online, and that is what the players all do. I don't know a ton about hockey, I'll be completely honest. I do remember this guy at our school. He was a huge hockey player. He was on the team. That's what he always wanted to do. When people have the Stanley Cup, the tradition is to drink out of it. So that is like, so everybody was like, we got to take a drink out of it. I thought about it, but then I saw like five other people's lips around this thing. And
it's,
I was
gross.
Not.
Yeah.
I was, yeah. So I said, I'll definitely take a picture with it. But it was, I mean, it was solid metal. It was so heavy. I was able to lift it up, but I mean, I had to like use my knee to support it. People were picking it up over their heads. I mean, it was crazy. It was incredible. But I just thought that was the coolest thing, that I had the Stanley Cup at my high school reunion. That honestly was the coolest part.
Anybody look really terrible and old? Fat?
Yeah. Yes. Again, everybody looked like our teachers. Like, I'm like, was that a teacher?
Nope.
Every person who walked in. Nope.
So I like it. The Florida Panthers defeated the Edmonton Oilers just last year. And that's so the Panthers, you're correct.
Oh, okay.
Are the winners of the Stanley Cup. So he must work with the Panthers organization. I like the best hockey players in the world. And absolutely nobody here even remembers that it happened last year. Goes to show you how much people care about hockey.
If you could, I know you'd go back to bed. No such luck, your boss is waiting for you. Off to work, it's Monday. Oh no, it's Monday. Fight the traffic out there on the highway. Again, you're gonna be late. Off to work, it's Monday.
I mentioned to get that wildfire smoke smell in the air in some spots. The time attempt brought to you by Sansun Jr. 66 Auto Mall. Kia Mitsubishi, over 200 certified pre-owned vehicles. 66automall.com. Rochelle says every time Kermit mentions CC Sabathia, she hears CC from the Nanny theme song.
Yes.
That's a different CC.
This fall, Coca-Cola is excited to offer Coke made with real cane sugar instead of high fructose corn syrup. Many of you know this is Mexican Coke. What you may not have heard is we're also bringing back original Coca-Cola, the way our founders in 1886 intended, made with real cocaine. Many of you know this as Colombian Coke. And I gotta tell you, it's amazing, and I can't put it down. It's so good! I've already had two cases. I've done 200 push-ups while reciting the alphabet backwards. I vacuumed the ceiling. I launched a new crypto coin, and I reorganized my linen closet. Twice! Coke break!
This fall, Coca-Cola with real cane sugar. And coming soon, original Coca-Cola with real cocaine.
Do you understand the street value of the Coke aisle at Kroger? It's gotta be in the millions, man. Jumping Jacks. Who wants you, Jumping Jack? What?
Coke. Two. It's the real thing.
Let's go over to the celebrity hotline character actor. You know him from Happy Gilmore, Toy Story. He is Slinky Dog. He's going to be in both those new movies. Also got a new one on Netflix. Here's actor Blake Clark. Blake, good morning, buddy. How are you?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for being on here, and congrats on this new show. It looks really funny. It's called Leanne, yeah. And it's premiering on Netflix, and I'm sure you're excited to be a part of it with Leanne Morgan herself.
Yes, I'm very fortunate that I've lived long enough to become a great-grandfather on TV.
They looked at you, Blake, and they said, that guy could play a great-grandfather.
Yeah, sure. Why not? I'm old enough to be, but I'm it only took me 45 years to get to be a regular on a TV show. So that's, stuff happens. You stick around long enough.
Yeah.
Everybody else dies and you get the part.
So Leanne in the show plays a woman who's been married for a long time, 30-something years, and then her husband leaves her and she has to start over, but she's a grandmother and going through other life changes. And, some of the funny and the humanity also come from all of that.
Right. It's a funny show. She's funny. But it's got a good heart. It always has a little, it's kind of like Boy Meets World each episode had a moral or a lesson, a life lesson. And it's based on character. So it's, it's going to last the test of time because certain things don't change over the years, like interpersonal relationships. That's why Andy Griffith is still funny today.
Yeah.
Or Seinfeld is still funny. Or Cheers, because it deals with characters and interpersonal relationships that don't change over the years.
You've got some other co-stars here that have got plenty of sitcom experience. That's for sure. Kristen Johnson is on the cast. Yeah. Ryan Stiles, who people might remember. Graham Rogers. So it's probably a fun group of people to work with.
Oh, they're great. It's like a family, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
I am so lucky in this business. I have worked with some of the nicest people, and they're still friends. I mean, Tim Allen, Adam, of course, Adam Sandler, and also I'm in Happy Gilmore 2.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, Happy Gilmore 2 on Netflix, and you worked with Adam on The Waterboy a number of years ago as well.
Yes, I would have found my friend in either.
You mentioned, we're talking here with Blake Clark, your role is Chet Hunter on Boy Meets World. You were Harry Turner with Tim Allen on Home Improvement. Do you have people, I always ask this question when we have actors on, do you have people stop you in the airport and want to do lines for you and that kind of thing?
Not me necessarily. And it's funny, and the first, when I used to do stand-up, before Waterboy and Home Improvement, which were about at the same time.
Right.
But my part on Home Improvement is about the same time. People would recognize me from stand-up on TV, and they would, I'd be flying, and they'd go, hey, how you doing? Where are you going? Where are you going? Back home to L.A., and then you could see their faces change, like, whoever they thought I was didn't live in L.A. And they're going, oh, okay. Well, people would come, hey, where do I know you from? And I went, I don't know. And they go, are you who I think you are? And I'd say, depends on who you think I am.
You're right. Do I owe you money?
I'm not going to say, yeah, I am, because it might be followed by a punch in the nose. So I'm kind of like there was this comic strip. It showed a gravestone and people standing around a gravestone. And on the gravestone, it said, that guy that used to be on that show with the other guy that wasn't on that show with the guy.
I don't know about that. I think the minute people hear your name and if they can't place you, they Google you, they go, of course, I know Blake. I know him from a bunch of things.
Right. But they didn't always put together the name and the face until after Waterboy and 51st Dates and that stuff. So now, they might do some farmer. They used to do the Farmer Fran thing or something. You like to see homos naked? Yeah, okay, sure.
You mentioned, Blake, your stand-up career. If I'm not mistaken, you were on with Carson back in the old Tonight Show. Is that right?
Oh, yeah, right. I did it. I did the Tonight Show 12 times with Johnny and then with Leno and Shandling and I did 22 Tonight shows and two HBO specials.
I bring up the Tonight Show because I was thinking back, George Lopez, and many comics talk about this, but Lopez had a great line where he said, I'd been in jail, but I was more frightened the first time I walked from out of those curtains with Johnny Carr. Is that your experience? Yes. Do you remember that moment, the first time you were behind those curtains?
Absolutely. I was on my introduction, Jim McCauley, who was the comedy talent coordinator.
Sure.
He had written the introduction for me on a card for Carson to read, and it said, even though this guy, next guy, was in combat in Vietnam, he said, tonight's the most nervous night of his life. So I'm standing there, so he hadn't read it yet. He just, I guess, was looking it over. I couldn't see because it was behind the curtain, and I'm standing there, and it's kind of dark, and all of a sudden somebody goes, Blake. I'm gonna turn, and it's Carson's standing right there.
Whoa.
And he goes, Don't be nervous. Just relax and have fun. It's a great audience, and they're hot. And then he disappeared. What? You know, for a second, I was thinking, did that really happen? So then he reads the introduction and you know, Blake Clark, and I walk out, and I just kind of looked over at him, and then I started into my act. Well, I guess I did good because he had me back a bunch of times.
Yeah. Wow, that's cool. Before I let you run here, Blake, I know you probably can't say anything because Disney is tight, but there's talk of Toy Story 5. Are you in? You want to do it if it happens?
Yeah, I'm in. Toy Story 5, I've been recording it, yeah. I play Slinky Dog.
Oh, good. Okay, so it is definitely happening.
Woody, he's alive.
It is happening. Well, that's good to know. But the current project, well, there's two current projects. He's in Happy Gilmore 2 on a Netflix this weekend and on Leanne with the very talented Leanne Morgan as well. He's Blake Clark. It's great to meet you, pal. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
Have a good day, man. Great guy.
I got a text from Edwin who said, he's talking about my class reunion because we were talking about that earlier. Mm-hmm. He said, I bet you were the most successful person from your class.
Oh,
and I just, it's nice. So nice. I find that so funny though because I can't even buy groceries right now. I'm so poor.
Well, no, come on. That's a nice thing for him to say.
It's very nice, but definitely not the most successful.
Not even close to being true.
Well, good morning,
not
Edwin.
Not even close.
Good morning, Edwin. Yeah. Thank you for listening. Big movie weekend, Fantastic Four, First Steps, bigger than Superman as far as the summer superhero movies this weekend, made $210 million. Now, Brad Pitt is still making money, too. That topped $500 million, F1 the movie.
Oh, I'd go see that a second time.
I would go
see
that.
And maybe a third time.
That was really good. Yeah. Of the three, that might be the best.
Mm-hmm.
I really, really liked it. It was better than Mission Impossible. I thought it was better than Superman.
Yeah, you said that.
It was good. Although,
really good.
Last night, Rochelle texted me. She said, well, we'll be back at it in the morning. What are you doing right now? Are you going to bed? I'm watching Tom Cruise Mission Impossible on Paramount.
Oh, geez.
I do. Every time she's gone, it's like my comfort food. I'm watching Tom Cruise. This is the one from two movies ago. What was the thing you said you were watching last night? It was like a softcore movie, right?
Oh my God. I turned on this show. It's brand new on Netflix. It was number two. It's called The Hunting Wives.
Hmm.
And I thought it was going to be like this kind of Hallmarky. It's a mini series. It's based on a book,
right?
And it's got Brittany Snow in it and Chrissy Metz from This Is Us.
Oh yeah.
I turn it on, and it's about this woman from Boston who moves to Texas and is kind of trying to fit in with all the Texas women. I had to turn it off because the kids were around, and it was literally like a softcore porn.
So what is it about? I'm confused. What's it about?
It's just about these women who I don't even know honestly. There was a murder.
Oh, all right.
And these women, Malin Ackerman is in it.
I don't know if she was in Billions, right?
Yeah. Yes, yeah, the wife from Billions. She and her husband have like an open marriage relationship, and they bring in women all the time. And it was just like, I was just not expecting that. It's not what I was looking for.
I don't know how that.
It wasn't bad. The kids were around. So,
Mom will be watching this later, huh?
we came close to putting that on last night. We were just sitting there, and Amy was here with the baby. We were just about ready to put it on. I would have died if I did.
No, do not, Joe.
With Amy,
put it on. No, no.
Do not. All right.
Shirtless Brad Pitt
is 30 years old, but still, you know, I don't need to do that.
No, I was embarrassed watching it by myself, so do not watch it with your daughter-in-law.
Malin Ackerman is naked in everything. She's naked in a billion. She's one of the, there's some everything. Actors that are just totally willing to go.
She's always naked.
I guess. Another big movie news over the weekend. Rob Reiner has dropped the trailer for Spinal Tap 2. If you miss this, a lot of people in it. Paul McCartney, Elton John. Here's a little bit of the trailer.
Hi, I'm Marty DeBerge. 40 years ago, I was honored to direct a film called This is Spinal Tap.
These go to 11.
I'd like to sink her with my pink torpedo.
Pink torpedo? That's literature.
Yeah.
Really?
There's Elton and Paul McCartney there in the trailer. We knew Paul was going to be in it, but I guess people didn't know. It's kind of a surprise that Elton was in it. I don't know that I've ever seen Elton and Paul together before, so that was kind of cool.
Yeah, that's going to be great.
It's supposed to drop in November of this year. A lot of gray hair and a lot of gray hair. Everybody's a little bit older since the last time around.
A little bit.
And you remember the movie Burlesque from a couple of years ago?
Christina Aguilera.
Listen to Joe. Oh, yeah. I remember that. Yeah, Christina recreated her look from the movie. Remember, she had the big hair and the kind of like the Lady Marmalade thing. And then she posted a series of pictures showing the transformation on Instagram. She got 1.5 million likes on that.
Good for her.
Why are we doing that? That movie came out 15 years ago. Who cares?
Because
she can, and because it just opened on the West End and as a Broadway show.
Well, that would make sense. She looks a little bit like, who's the guy from Twisted Sister? She looks like Dee Snider with that.
No, she doesn't. Stop
it. We're not going to take it. Man, I am a judgy son of a gun, aren't I? I mean, look at me, and I'm judging other people. That's ridiculous. All right, Dead Guy in the Envelope is coming up here. I got VIP passes to Jenks, and we'll do our first shot at cash with the summer cash payoff. That's on the way.
There's a place you can swim, but I won't go in, even when it's hot across the nation. It's got bugs and leaves with no chlorine, and the water is without filtration. Just a quarter you pay, but there's no way I'll go in. Just a quarter you pay. It's got floating trash and floating underwear. It's got little kids there, so it smells like ammonia. I'm saying don't go swimming down at the town pool. A morning, don't go swimming down at the town pool.
Robbie and Rochelle in the morning. It's a big show with Joe, Val, Kermit, Nick, and the rest of the crew here. 107.1 The Boss, 99.7 FM. Jay Leno speaking out this morning. He's talking about a lot of people talking about the Late Show with Stephen Colbert getting canceled. Not just Colbert being fired, but the whole franchise going down. Now, Letterman posted on his YouTube channel a video ranting about how upset with CBS and Paramount he is. Jay took the other tact and says, I think you get too much politics and people get alienated and, you know, you got to be more friendly to people. I would agree with Jay. I mean, can we do fart jokes and guys getting hit in the head with a rake? I mean, we were watching America's Funniest Home Videos the other night. I was belly laughing. I think that stuff is so much smarter and funnier if you do it right than just railing on whatever politician you don't like. I agree with Jay on that one. You know,
I mean, Jay was pretty successful. He knows what he's talking about, but it's not what everyone wants. I don't know what the right answer is there.
The part that kills me is I get it. You want to get rid of Colbert, and I understand that he's polarizing, but you got to kill the whole franchise. We're going to have no show at 11:30. I know I said that, but I was watching the video with Letterman. Boy, he's really got to shave that beard. This is going to be when I grow some scruff.
So ugly.
This is going to be how my mother sees me when I grow a beard, because Letterman just looks hard. I love Dave years ago. He looks terrible, doesn't he?
Yeah, he looks like he doesn't smell good.
Yeah.
Like he's stinky. Yeah. Like old man stinky.
And I don't want to.
He's in the mountains.
Well, he was on the Zoom thing doing with his old producer. They do a YouTube channel where he's, I don't know if anybody cares, but they've got a channel where they have old clips, but then he'll occasionally post a new update to his fans and let them know what he's doing. And he says in the video that he's in Muncie, which is his hometown, and he's been there a long time and he hasn't seen anybody. And I don't know if he's kidding, because Dave tends to make those sarcastic jokes like that about himself, or if the wife threw him out again. Because remember, he had some.
Oh, that's right. He did.
He had some malfeasance, let's say, a number of years ago.
Oh,
so.
Yes. Yes.
He spent a night or two in the doghouse, didn't he?
And rightfully so, I would say so. Mm-hmm. I don't know what Dave is doing these days, but. And Jay is, his hair is pompadour and his chin bigger than ever. So he looks good. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, he's just working on the car out in the back. And
I caught on fire.
And I fell down a hill. What are you going to do?
Jeez.
I really only brought this up because I missed doing my Jay.
The longer you do it, the more it sounds like Mike Tyson.
I bit my ear off. Time for headlines. I don't think he's still doing that game show. Remember, he was doing You Bet Your Life? I think that got canceled. Like our friend Jerry O'Connell, all the game shows are getting canceled.
Oh.
I got to feel Martin Short is right behind both of them, too, with that new Match Game. I watched the second episode, too, gave it another chance. It's awful, isn't it?
Brutal.
It's rough.
I don't understand how Martin Short, who's one of the funniest people on the planet, how it could be so bad, but then all of us in the
room. Because he's good as a character. I don't think he's good as I don't want to say he's not good as himself, but he's a character, and so to watch him try to host a show is just kind of rough.
Yeah, but when he goes on, Letterman or Leno, one of those shows, he's very entertaining. But you see him host it was just too much. Just like we all, the whole room, none of us like Only Murders in the Building. So I don't know. I don't get it.
Yeah.
Should have kept the Alec Baldwin. I know he's crazy, but. You watched the Billy Joel documentary and So It Goes on HBO over the weekend. You just can't get enough. There's a new 155-track playlist that is available on Spotify and YouTube there. All the songs in his career, including a special live performance from last year at Madison Square Garden, his last show there after the residency of New York State of Mind. That's pretty cool.
Wow. That's very cool.
Part one and two are now out. I don't know, we haven't watched it yet.
Did you see that show? Did you see the last show?
We didn't see the last show, but we saw one of the shows over there.
The second to last show.
Was it second to last? Is that the one?
Wow. Yes.
Yep.
That was pretty good. That's out this weekend. The second one is out also, so we're way behind on that. We haven't watched it yet. But
I feel like it's going to be very heavy. That's why I haven't started it yet. I love Billy Joel, but I need to be in a, as Billy Joel would say, a state of mind in order to sit down and watch that.
Yeah, I mean, it goes through his marriage breakups and through some mental health issues, so it's not a light thing. Yes. It's pretty heavy. In addition to talking about how he constructed some of those songs, and I'm told there's some great footage of when he's playing as a young guy, because he released an album, and then it tanked, and then he went back to playing like piano bars, and then Piano Man hit, and the rest is history there. Well, here's something trending this morning. Hashtag Solid Snake Method. I saw they said that's got to be filthy, but it's not what you think. It's for awkward conversations. If you're ever in a social situation, you're not sure what to say, they say start repeating what the last person just said, but in the form of a question, and it'll help make conversation easier. So the person says, I work in banking. Oh, really? You work in banking?
We needed somebody to tell us this?
Well, it's not a bad idea if someone feels socially awkward. Man, it's really, really hot out there. Sorry I'm late. You're sorry you're late? Yeah, I'm sorry. I am sorry I'm late. Thanks for asking. The Solid Snake Method.
Okay. That's like an old school interview method, isn't it? If you don't know what question to ask, is just to repeat what they said.
That's what I thought. Like old as the hills, Rochelle.
But yeah.
Everything old is new again when the TikTokers discover it. Solid Snake.
They just slap a new name on it.
I thought it was something else. Just, so you come here often? You come here often? You come here often. No, I asked you first. Do you come here often? I don't know if it really works that well, but Solid Snake. All right, how about this? Jennifer Lopez had a birthday last week, turned 56. Megyn Kelly, used to be on Fox. She's got a YouTube show and a podcast now. She criticized Jennifer Lopez. You're talking about that show you're watching on Netflix. She says Jennifer Lopez in concert now is like softcore. She moves too provocatively and has too many scantily clad male dancers for a woman her age. I'm 55. She's 56. She's making bad choices. Some people say right on, and some people are giving Megyn a little grief this morning.
I don't think there's an age on sexuality. I think that you just have to know your audience, I suppose.
I don't know why people are mad at Megyn. She's been known to wear like leather pants while doing the news.
I was just going to say, I'll just mail her my rock so she can step out of her glass house. And
Throw it over at
Jennifer Lopez's glass house.
Is anybody even talking about Jennifer Lopez? But who cares? But she's a little upset. Well, maybe she's jealous of the male dancers. She likes the male dancers on the news.
Maybe. Yes.
She could have
Or
that
Jennifer Lopez's her rock hard abs. I mean, she's got a little jealousy going on there, which I understand. It's totally understandable. But,
I don't think Megyn Kelly's doing just fine. I think she needs to settle down. Maybe she could take Ben Affleck home if she wants. He's available, as far as I know. It's kind of grim, isn't it? Good morning there, Nicholas.
Very. Wow, what an introduction. I love it.
Well, it's an important public service message
really
from the state of New Jersey, who never ceased to do the right thing.
Well, this is very, very true. You know, it's crazy. I think a lot of us are impacted by the epidemic. I lost my brother 5-6 years ago. And,
I know that.
It's horrific. And I really hope that people take it seriously. And it would be great to have more programs like that help people. But whatever. How was your weekend?
Weekend was fine. I spent last evening, and this is absolutely true. I was on the Norcast app on the TV, refreshing and updating, and checking the radar, and being sure that I wasn't going to be impacted by thunderstorms. And luckily, just some sprinkles last night. No heavy thunderstorms at my house. So.
We had 4.25 inches at my house.
Wow.
Yeah.
Whoa. So
that's the problem with these summertime thunderstorms. One area gets absolutely nothing or just sprinkles, and then you get massive flooding everywhere else. We had a town that was down the road from us that probably had 3 feet of water in the streets because the rain comes down at a quick pace. It has nowhere to go. The drainage systems get overwhelmed and all that kind of stuff. So,
and this is in Nicaragua, wherever it is you live.
Oh, yeah. Right. You know, sometimes if you ever decide to get in the car and drive Alabama, like 45 minutes to the south.
It's not 45 minutes. It's an hour and 45 minutes. But that's not the reason we didn't come last time. Rochelle wasn't feeling well, and I'm a baby.
Well, you're stuck on this point. That we have an entire summer ahead of us. We have all of September is really nice here, too. Oh,
fine. Good. Sorry. That gives me something to start obsessing about now. So we got through last night. Now I'll start on Thursday. Geez. Thanks, Nick. Time to play Dead Guy in the Envelope for tickets to Jenkinson's. I got a 5-pack of passes. So maybe this is a deal. You get the kids, the grandkids. You want to bring them out for VIP night at Jenks. Now, not only will you get to enjoy Jenkinson's, but if you're in the running, even if you're not in the running, you get the spectacle also happening at this event of us giving away the $1,000. That's on the boardwalk, Point Pleasant Beach, August 11th. So 5-pack of passes inside the envelope here. I have the name of a deceased celebrity from some realm of fandom. A famous person, you know them maybe from the movies, could be a musician, could be an athlete, could be a politician, somebody famous for being famous. Both Valerie and Rochelle here will ask some yes or no questions, trying to get us a little bit closer to figuring out the identity. First person to positive ID the body, 732-774-4444, instantly wins a 5-pack of Jenks passes here. Question number one, we'll start with Miss Seagraves.
Is it a musician?
No.
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 Real. Is it a man?
No.
Oh.
No. Recently deceased?
No.
Oh.
Good question so far.
Is it an actress?
Nope.
Is it a comedian?
Nope.
Is it a news person?
No.
Journalist?
Nope. Not a journalist.
An American.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
An American.
was she a sports person?
Not an athlete.
Play sports?
Nope.
Not an athlete.
Nope.
Don't not a sports. Comedian.
Not a comedian. Not an actor. We know it's a woman who died a long time ago. That's what we know so far.
Was she a pilot?
A scientist?
Not a pilot or a scientist. Nope. Oh. Nope. One at a time.
An author?
Not an author. No.
A housekeeper?
Well, I'm trying to figure out what she is. That's and then I can go from there.
She used to date Arnold Schwarzenegger. That's right. It's a housekeeper. What? What? No, she died a long time ago. I believe Arnold's liaison is still with us. Yeah, still with us.
She died.
Was she married to someone famous?
Yes. Yes.
Was she beautiful? Did people comment on how beautiful she?
No, she was butt ugly. Ugly as sin. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, she was. Oh. She was known for being. I was just quoting my grandmother. Yeah, she was known as quite beautiful and glamorous. Yes.
Oh. Okay.
Yes. That is a good question, actually. Known as a beauty fashion icon, if you will.
But not an actress.
No. No.
Was she popular in the 60s?
Yes. Now we're cooking. Let's go over what we know so far again about our dead person in the envelope. It is a woman married to somebody famous, an American woman, a fashion, a beauty icon, died a long time ago, probably best known, most in the public consciousness during the 60s. That's what we know so far about the dead person. We're playing here for a 5-pack of passes to Jenks Boardwalk, 732-774-4444. Go ahead.
Does she have famous children?
Yes. Yes.
Oh.
Lines are open here. Boy, no takers yet. This is a tough one, huh? Certainly
is she a blonde?
Not a blonde. Nope.
Is she a redhead?
No. Nope. All right, let's go to line one, see if we get a... Good morning, the boss. Dead guy in the envelope. What do you think?
Jackie Kennedy on acid?
Yes, that's it. It is Jackie Kennedy. Good
nice
for
job.
You. Yep, born this day back in 1929. So how old would that make her? Almost 100 years old if she was still alive, but she died back in 1994, of course, first lady in the 60s and famous kids.
I almost asked if there was an alphabet letter involved with her. In
Jackie
some
O.
Way.
Yep. Jackie yep. O.
Wow.
Well, who is this on line one?
Tammy.
Tammy, you get VIP passes, 5-pack of passes, so a nice pack of passes to Jack and Sid's Boardwalk for our VIP night. We're going to give away $1,000 that night, too, right there in Point Pleasant Beach, Tammy, so hope you can make it.
Great, thank you.
Good. All right, hang in line. We'll get all your info, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Jackie Kennedy, your dead person in the envelope. That's how it goes. Let's do this. Time for hashtag mom. Confessions. Every morning. 7:20, 9:20 or so. We hear from moms, dads, grandmoms. We search them, and we share them just like this from moms just like you.
At Nikki Jolly 23 said, my daughter's new beautiful karaoke mic has suddenly and mysteriously disappeared.
Uh-oh.
And we are all just so, so sad we can't find it.
I know. Heartbreaking, really.
Really sad. Can't find
it.
Don't
know how that happened.
Uh-huh.
Julie Brandon said, my kids asked me what games I used to play on my iPad as a kid. I told them I used to speak into a fan and sound like a robot.
I was doing that early this morning. Good morning. So fun.
Hello. And Candace Lyons said, you can literally be in AutoZone and your kids will want something. Like, what do you want? An alternator?
You know, a couple of lug nuts. It's important to have those around the house.
True.
Hashtag mom. Every morning, 7:20, 9:20 or so, we hear from moms, dads, grandmoms, someone in you might hear yours right here as we search them and we share them. Fast Five into birthdays coming up.
It's He Said,
She Said
on Robbie and Rochelle in the Morning.
Joe delighted at the poor luck of his friends.
No, I'm not.
And neighbors.
No, I'm not.
No, I'm not. Sounded like it.
It sure did.
No.
I'm sorry, I shouldn't be laughing here, but
I shouldn't be.
But
laughing.
I am.
But I am.
It was a guffaw. It wasn't a laugh.
Yes, it was. It was a guffaw.
And believe me, I'm going to pay for that.
Yeah,
trust
well,
me.
Well, you should. That was cruel and unusual. Poor people.
It's all right.
If you had to wear a...
I was up kind of complaining a little bit to my wife about the traffic on the parkway because she listens every morning.
I see. I'm sure she's a huge fan of mine, as most are.
She is. Oh, yeah. She loves. She listens. She listens all the time now. A lot of people, you know, there's a lot of people now that listen that weren't, that are listening.
Yeah. And why is that? What's new now? We've been on for four
years.
Because
they've heard from far and wide about the talent level of this radio station.
I'm sure.
Yes.
Can't wait for the report card later today. I'm sure it'll be great. If you had to wear a warning label, what would yours say?
Oh, jeez.
They'd have put it right on your... Right around your neck, wear a warning
Don't
label.
Don't bother me.
Yeah, leave me a little. Might bite. Don't touch.
Might bite.
Might.
Don't touch. That's a good one for you. Yeah.
Might guffaw at any minute. Put a warning label around your neck. What would yours say? Think about that. 732-774-4444. At 1071 The Boss on the socials. Anything popped to
mine
mind?
I would say, don't get on my bad side because there's no coming back.
Yeah, I might kill you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I might have to kill you.
Might have to kill you. Take you out in a cornfield. Lines are open. Call or text at 1071 The Boss online. That's it. That's your he said.
She said.
All right, time for Robbie and Rochelle's Fast Five. Five big old training stories. Thought you needed to know. Be in the know from number five to number one. We shall start at number five momentarily and count our way down today. Stay in touch with us all the socials at Robbie and Rochelle Radio. Mention we got that picture of the Stanley Cup and Rochelle that we were talking about earlier at her high school reunion. Get the podcast wherever you get yours or right there at 1071theboss.com. And all powered by the Plumbers and Pipefitters Local 9 of Central New Jersey. If you are a plumbing, heating, cooling contractor looking for manpower, call the Plumbers Pipefitters Local 9, 732-792-0999, online at ualocal9.org/info. Number five, believe it or not, there have been not one, not two, but a dozen movies in the Air Bud franchise. Remember that movie about the little dog, Air Bud, back in the 90s?
I do. He was very cute, yeah.
First one was in 1997, and then there was a sequel, Air Bud Golden Retriever, the following year. Those were both in theaters. The rest of these have all been in video, but Air Bud going back to the big screen next year. Air Bud Returns has just been announced. Down boy. Easy, easy. He's an angry Air Bud.
He is not. All he wants is a snack pack pudding pack. He'll be fine.
I haven't seen any. Who's in those? Is there a famous person in any of these Air Bud movies? I haven't seen any of them.
I remember there was some boy in it that kind of looked a little bit like Jonathan Taylor Thomas, but not quite.
No.
But the dog was very cute. I do also remember there was a clown in the first one, and that was a little bit terrifying. He was very scary.
We got some clowns working right here. Get them right in the Air Bud movie. Welcome back to the big screen, Air Bud. Number four, Jessica Simpson had a mishap on the Today Show. She was performing on Wednesday. I'm not sure why, but she unfortunately peed her pants while performing.
Oh. So
no, I just watched the clip and I can't tell, but she posted on Instagram that she was embarrassed and admitted to everybody that this happened. Apparently this is pretty common because there are people posting links. It happened once to Fergie, to Joe Jonas of the Jonas Brothers. Hugh Jackman, I guess this has happened to. Poor Jessica Simpson.
Me and one of my best friends, Ken, we like to read poetry to each other.
Mm-hmm. A little part of her interview before she performed at the Today Show the other day. And I said, do you like reading poetry, sonnets to each other? I'm not sure I'm buying that, Jessica.
No.
Is it chicken or tuna?
You remember that whole thing. Poor Jessica. Couple too many water bottles, Peter Pants.
That was weeks of stuff on the radio over that, the chicken or tuna.
Oh, yeah.
That was great.
You remember
I mean, it's still 20 years later. It's a classic line.
Radio gold.
You remember one of those shows of Miss Universe, whatever it was? I think it was 2007. I'm sure it was with Mario Lopez. And he says, you know, what do you think of the... Well, I personally believe that we U.S. Americans should have maps and know where things are in the map. Weeks and weeks, like Joe says, we just use that clip over and over and over. It just got funnier as we went.
Yeah.
Cruel and unusual.
It's great.
Poor person.
So great.
Number three, here's a new survey. And this one hits home for me. Do you wear deodorant when alone at home? 66% of people say yes, they will. That's about 2 out of 3 people. What do you think?
Yeah.
What's the room? Would you wear deodorant if you knew you weren't going to see anybody for a whole weekend?
Sure.
Yeah.
See, I wouldn't.
Yeah.
I don't.
You don't?
No. I have to admit, this is gross. I know this. But since COVID and all of that, we got less, you know, formal. I don't always think to put on deodorant. Isn't that, it's gross, right?
Can't you smell yourself, though?
No, I have terrible smell, so I don't know. But I guess I'd answer, does it smell in here?
Never smelled you, so... Mm-hmm. I mean, not you don't from have, your armpits. Yeah. I've never smelled you. I smelled you out your butt, because you don't
Well, sure.
You can't control that. Yeah, exactly, Joe.
It's a whole different deal. But as far as... I don't think I have a BO problem, so I don't know. I never think of it. But I used to shower 7 days a week. I used to put deodorant on, sometimes twice a day, and I just don't do it anymore. I don't know if it's a little earthy or what, but
earthy. That's a good way to put it. A little earthy.
As long as it doesn't stink in here, I guess we're okay. But
yeah,
earthy. I'm a regular tree hugging Woodstock going barista, aren't I?
Right.
Number two, Krispy Kreme and Crocs are teaming up. They're creating a new limited edition Krispy Kreme Crocs Classic Clog. The shoes go on sale next Tuesday, August the 5th, in Crocs stores and through the website. That's what we need.
Classy.
Is Crocs from Krispy Kreme.
Yeah, really.
All class.
Krispy Kreme is starting to think outside the box a little bit. They should just make donuts and don't worry about it.
Yeah, and I only need the glazed donuts. I really don't even need multiple flavors. No need for anything beyond that. There's got to be some new marketing kid. He got a gig.
Kid in there. Yeah.
Somebody's nephew, and he's trying to show off. Hey, boss, I got a great idea. We're going to do Croc Classic Clogs.
And I love Krispy Kreme. I do. They're delicious. But does anybody love them enough that they want to buy a shoe that is a Krispy Kreme shoe? I mean, there's that big of fans that they're going to spend $60 on Crocs?
There are.
Yeah, I agree with Joe.
Depends on what they look like. They got little donuts.
They look ugly.
Well, Crocs themselves, but they could have little donuts painted on them. I might like a pair of Crocs if they were decorated with donuts.
I would say it's your standard Croc, but it's got the wooden heel, and then it's got the logo of the Krispy Kreme.
Wooden heel?
Yeah. Well, it's also a clog.
Well, Crocs don't have anything wooden on them.
I know, but this is a Croc Classic Clog, and so not only does it have the Krispy Kreme logo, it's a Croc with a wooden heel on it. It's not the... It's strange, right?
Oh, that's going to be a big old flop.
That's
weird.
Boss, I got an idea. We're going to put our logo on the Croc, and we're also going to make them clog so they can clock around like Clarabel the Clown when you put these suckers on. Great idea, Bob. Let's get those done.
That's weird.
I mean, seriously, what is the pitch for that? I mean, what is the reason? I guess I can understand. Maybe you want to slap your logo on anything you can so you get the Crocs, but why the clog?
I don't know.
Very strange.
I don't know.
Joe, maybe just stick to the glazed donuts and call it a day.
Yeah, stick to the donuts.
Maybe some cup of coffee when I eat my donuts, but that's it. I don't need anything else.
No.
Bonus story. Ever wonder why people tend to see the face of Jesus in toast and things like this? Science says that our brain is wired to see faces in everything. And if we've been thinking about something, you may see it. Same deal where people claim that they see, you know, like a cloud that looks like a pig or patterns and other things. But I was thinking, why Jesus? That's a fear of God. That's what that is. You know you've done something wrong, and that's why you're seeing Jesus in your toast. That's what I think.
Listen, butt face, don't make me see you in my breakfast.
You calling Jesus butt face?
No, I didn't call Jesus a butt face, don't but do you that. See faces in toast.
Yeah, I mean, it happens to all of us, but it's just interesting that people usually, when they see a face, it tends to be the face of Jesus. And so Jesus, I think to myself, it's that they've done something wrong and they know. It's always, Joe, I always used to hear, it's the people that sit in the front row at church. Those are the people that are the worst people. They're the ones that need to pray the most, you know? It's like that scene in The Godfather. Yeah.
That's why I always sat in the back.
Yeah, exactly.
It's funny you say that, though, because I actually belong to a Facebook group called Faces in Places. And people, seriously, there's like 10,000 people in this group, and people post photos of random objects, their hamburger bun or a rock or the clouds or the trees. Sometimes it's their sandwich, and they'll say, do you see it? I can see it. And you really can't see faces in like everything that you look at. It's nuts.
That's your brain playing tricks on you, because your brain is always looking to determine whose face that is. And I thought there's interesting science, but I just didn't know why it's always Jesus. I'll tell you what, you lay on a lounge chair next to Rochelle, you look up at the clouds, and I'll say, look at that cloud there. Then that kind of looked like Pumbaa from The Lion King. She's like, I thought it looked like a wiener. Like, okay.
Yeah.
Everything looks like a wiener to her.
All right.
I thought it looked like a big wiener a little to the left. Okay.
That does happen to me a lot.
I know. Oh, I thought it looked like Pumbaa from The Lion King. My bad.
Is that what you call it?
Yeah. Hakuna Matata. What do you say later on, a little Hakuna Matata?
Everybody's got nicknames for those things. Yeah,
let me tell you. Number one. Mine's named Scar, actually. Number one. Joe, we're going to Japan.
Godzilla!
Going to Japan. Godzilla!
All right. Yep.
You're not jumping on board the Godzilla train? Don't leave me hanging on the Godzilla.
I'm just waiting to hear why are we going to Japan?
Because they are recalling 16,000 toy guns that are on sale in that country only. These are made in Japan. I know a lot of toys are. These have not been shipped around the world, thank God, because while they don't come with real ammunition, people have found if you load in ammunition, it actually will fire.
No.
So.
No.
That's bad. That's bad.
That's bad.
We're talking pellets here, not bullets, but still, that's bad.
Godzilla!
That's bad. Japan.
Remember why would you even think to put a real
guns,
bullet
used to load them up with rocks and dirt.
Sure.
And fire.
Joe!
Oh, yeah. Bam! Bam!
Oh, my God.
Come on now.
Shoot your eye out.
Shoot your eye out, kid. Monday, world famous celebrity birthday file. Soulja Boy is 35 today. Afro Man, 51. He's the guy who did that song, Because I Got High, Because I Got High. He's 51 today.
Jeez.
Elizabeth Berkley, remember her from Showgirls? Believe it or not, we just watched Showgirls. That is new on HBO, and I just watched it, and it is just as awful as you thought it would be.
Terrible.
Yeah, it's bad. 53
today.
Bad movie.
Lori Loughlin from Full House and from Jail. She's 61. Sally Struthers. Jim Davis, the guy who invented Garfield. He's 80 today. It is National Milk Chocolate Day, National Water Park Day, and Peter Rabbit Day, because the creator of Peter Rabbit, Beatrix Potter, was born on this day of rock and roll history as well. So, and happy Miami Day. The city of Miami was incorporated this day of 1896. I got Joe thinking about that song, $1,000 Cars.
You got to play the Miami song. Everybody yeah, you got to play that.
All those people with the cinnamon tans going to That's Miami.
Right. That's right.
Keeping on all day today. Michelle off for a few days. Ross is in. He's got a busy show. If you're a Lady Gaga fan, he said he's got a surprise for you on the Blue Plate special. That's about 105. Business of the day. If you're listening at work today, let them know. You could win that dessert tray from our friends at Chocolate Carousel in Wall. Boss Roadies, deliver that. Pull right up in that hot-looking new Boss vehicle and deliver the cookies and cake pops and all that to you from Chocolate Carousel. Plus, get a couple of chances at the summer cash payoff and tickets to see Almost Queen at Asbury Park at the Stone Pony Summer Stage. So listen all day at work today. Great music variety, too, and 52 minutes of tunes every hour. So a lot of music, not a lot of nonsense right here on the Boss Jersey's Free Money radio station. Meantime, we're doing He Said.
She Said.
You had to wear a warning label right around your neck, kind of like a scarlet letter. What would yours say? 732-774-4444 at 1071 The Boss on the socials. How do you answer that?
7227 said approach with caution.
Sure.
4595 said be nice or suffer the price.
Like how it rhymes.
I like that. Yeah, it kind of rhymes. I like that one. 1194 said keep back if you don't want to get drunk.
Get a little contact eye, huh?
5626 said, does not mix well with alcohol.
Whoops.
Andrea said, contains emotional baggage.
Mm-hmm.
3091 said, does not play well with others.
That'd be on mine for sure.
Christopher said, warning, gas leak.
Let's hop over to line one. Good morning, the boss.
Hey, Robbie.
Now, why do you think I'm mad at you, Superfan Rick? Rochelle said that you think I'm mad. I'm not mad at you. You just irritate me. There is okay. There's a difference.
Okay, I love you too.
It's a joke, Ray. It's a joke. I wouldn't put you on if I didn't like you. Come on.
I know. Do not operate until coffee.
Until frothy.
Yes. Yeah.
Until coffee.
Oh, until coffee. Well, frothy's a better answer. Let's go with that.
Okay.
Thanks, Ray. I love you, buddy. Thanks for calling. Yep. All right. So needy. I felt the need to put him on this morning. He's like freaking out that I was mad at him. I don't know why.
Poor Ray.
I know. He's a sweet, sweet man, and he's frothy.
Rachel had a similar answer. She said, needs caffeine and cheese to properly function.
A little cheese cube, huh? Like a rat.
Cheese and caffeine together, huh?
Like a rat.
0905 said, hates humans, easily annoyed.
Sure.
Jennifer said, does not play well with others. And 8923 said, warning, sarcastic comment loading.
Remember when you were in school and they would tell you had to work on a project with a, I guess this happens, people have to do a team exercise at work too. It's sort of hate. They're like, I don't want to work with people. Why do I got to do that? Remember you had to do like a project together. There's always one kid that didn't do anything and then another kid that was done and you had to do all the work yourself.
Yes.
Hated that.
Yes, I do remember that.
Did you have an answer here?
Oh, for my sign?
Warning label around your neck?
Keep your distance. She bites.
No, I've never known you to bite. Not a punch and hit, yes, but not bite. You had to wear a warning label. What would yours say? 732-774-4444 at 1071 to Boss on the Social. Smart coming up. Meanwhile, let's do this.
The Robbie and Rochelle in the Morning Summer Cash Payoff.
We'll be grabbing caller 10 at 732-774-4444. Thanks to our friends at Wild Fork Meat and Seafood Market. Caller 10, 732-774-4444. Get you qualified for $1,000, one of those exclusive limited edition red, white, and blue Big Show tees. And you could win the money. If you wear the shirt out, we give the money away August 11th, the VIP party at Jenkinson's. A bonus $1,000 on the line. We'll get one of those next.
It's He Said,
She Said
on Robbie and Rochelle in the Morning.
You had to wear a warning label around your neck. What would yours say? Text Connect, very busy this morning. Facebook page, Instagram, we're at 1071 The Boss. You had a warning label around your neck. What would yours say?
Joe's would say, does not play well with stupid people.
Not just others, stupid people.
Stupid people. 2508 would say, beware of the clap.
Okay. Hello. Hello.
Eric's would say, about to do something stupid.
Hmm.
Mike's would say, stay back 500 feet.
Good.
2228 would say, wild and unpredictable. Proceed with extreme caution.
Like the clap guy.
Like, right? 1991 said, dad jokes, puns are frequent. Kelly's would say, warning, excessive levels of sass and will angrily cry.
Hmm.
Abby's would say, best served with vodka.
Aren't we all?
Yes. James, not a morning talker.
What are you doing listening to this show? Come on.
Right. Well, he's not a talker. He's a listener.
So I have to do the talking. I got it.
And Dan would say, we'll sing along with the radio. Earplugs may be required.
You can always tell that guy in traffic when he's singing along to the radio.
Yes.
All right. Thanks for those answers this morning. You can read through those at 1071. You can. What am I even talking about here? On the Facebook page. That's what you can do. You can read. Sometimes I just forget where I was just mentioning this. Ross remembered something I didn't remember. I'm like, what is going on with me?
What's happening?
Don't you need that ginkgo biloba? At 1071 The Boss on the socials, Facebook and Instagram, or the Text Connect. You can still send them in. Even though we're wrapping now, if you had to wear a warning label around your neck, what would it say? Let's go grab caller number 10. I know I got to do that. Hi, it's the boss.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Apparently, I don't know if I'm tired or what, but I forgot where I am. I don't know if that ever happens to you. Hope that doesn't happen while you're driving. It sounds like you're driving. Are you headed to work?
I'm just pulling up to work.
Oh. What do you do? Am I allowed to ask?
Yeah, I'm a Medicaid assistant. We process Medicaid applications.
Oh, man, so you're dealing with the government all day long on the phone? That's a stressful job.
It's a private company. It's Elder Life Management in Chicken Falls.
Oh, that's good. I wouldn't remember any of that. That's tough. What's your name?
No. My name is Angela.
All right, Angela, we got a nice day out for you here. Plus, you're qualified for $1,000. We got a limited edition red, white, and blue Big Show tee. And if you can make it down in person, you don't have to be there in person, but if you can make it down August 11th to Point Beach, we're doing a VIP party at Jenkinson's. We'll give away the $1,000. And if you show up in your t-shirt, we might pick you out of the crowd to win a bonus $1,000, okay?
Oh, very nice. I'll be there.
Good. Hang on the line. Have a great day at work. We'll get all your info, if I can remember to take it down. And three more chances to play today. Nice going to Tammy Wilmot of Island Heights. She identified Jackie Kennedy Onassis as your dead guy in the envelope, and she got the 5-pack of passes into our VIP night at Jenkinson's Boardwalk coming up August 11th. Another pair tomorrow morning, a little bit after 7. I don't know if complain is the right word, but yeah, I guess complain is the right word. Can I complain about something?
Sure.
I've made plans for this evening. Against my will. But, you know, I figure it's a nice thing and I should do it. But there is a profession. You know what I'm talking about here. A record promotion job is the name of it. Mm-hmm. And these people work for the artists and record companies. They go around and tell you about music. And sometimes it's brand new music. And sometimes it's, you know, Bruce has got a box set out. Well, one of these guys. And I don't know that he even wants anything. He's just a friend. We have a lot of mutual friends. He's friends with one of Big Boss Bob's really good friends, and that's how he knows about the station. He reached out. He's like, oh, my God, I'm up in New York all the time. Not too far. The station sounds great. Next time I'm in the city with my wife, you got to come have dinner. Okay. And so I go, yeah, that'd be great. And see, I say yes to things because I want to please people and make them go away. But then it comes time to do it, and I go, oh, my God. So tonight I'm going to a dinner in Manhattan. That'd be very nice. And I appreciate being asked to go. I do. But it's the back and forth and the Uber in the city and all of that. And Kane and I are having a mandate. He's coming along. Because Kane is our music director. I don't know if people realize that. So he and I are going to meet with this person and have this dinner tonight. But that's a lot of, for a school night where we got to be back here and up first thing in the morning, that's a little stressful to me. So I should shut up.
I think you guys will have fun. No, you'll have fun. I think it'll be okay. But I do know you get stressed before having to leave the house ever.
Yeah.
So that is a lot of travel for you, especially in the evening. But I'm assuming that this record guy is paying for dinner. So you've got that going for
well,
you.
I'm not worried about that. It's not even the conversation. It's the New Jersey Transit. Will there be a delay? Will we get back?
Why didn't you just say no?
Like I said, I just want to be, absolutely, let's go. I'd like to be gregarious. I know. Val's like, what are you? That's just help me.
Don't
get
you know right. how to take right. care of yourself? Don't you have a responsibility to be here?
I know.
And to be performing at 100%.
That's true. So why go out and make myself exhausted and stressed out? You make an excellent point, but I wanted to say yes and be that guy. I want to be that fun guy.
Well, that's going to be a great day for all of us tomorrow. Maybe I'll call in sick.
Well, don't do that. Now you create more stress for me. Don't do that.
That's your problem. If you stayed home and did what was right, we wouldn't be having this conversation.
So I'm wrong to go out on a school night.
I think so.
Because I don't think I'm going to be back until 9:30 at night. And that's at the earliest. And that's a late night for me.
I know, but I do think it is good because we're always looking for stuff to talk about. And so now you're going to have stories.
Please, Rochelle, stop.
It's not worth it.
I think that's a good thing.
No, it
I
isn't. Not when thing. He has to go out and stay late and then he comes in and he can't do his job.
See, you're making this
but
about
he's crabby
you.
Either
no, I'm
way,
not.
Val.
I'm not making it about me. I am not making it about me, Rob.
You're just going to be mad at me because I'm
grumpy.
I'm
not going to be mad at you at all. I don't really care what you do.
Okay, well, fine. Sorry I brought all of this up.
I'm just telling you, when I'm not there to pick up your slack, you will know why.
What is it?
Wow.
What? Nothing wrong with that.
I got a note
we're
here
a team
from,
here.
Got a note here from my friend Rutledge. She said, we're going to start calling that a Seagravesism. I like that.
Seagraves said that.
Yeah, that is a Seagravesism, yeah. I mean, she's not. You're not wrong. I'm intentionally
wrong,
making myself tired and grumpy, and there's no reason. I barely know this person.
I know.
What are you doing?
And you love your job so much. I don't know why you would completely put yourself. No, and I mean, no, Rochelle. I know why you're snickering. I know what both of you are, and I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the music part of your job.
Yes.
You don't like the other
of
parts
course.
Of your job,
yeah, well,
but the music part that you do.
Sure.
And that's a majority of the show. So.
Yeah. So what are you doing? But I am having a mandate with Kane. That's kind of
fun. Doesn't matter. Who cares?
I think you'll have fun. I think
he's going to have a blast. He just won't be any good on the air tomorrow.
Oh, wow.
No, I don't think that's true. He's actually better when he gets less sleep. So he's crabby about it.
I don't know. I've
it,
seen it both ways.
That's what she said.
We'll definitely see about that tomorrow. Fettuccine Alfredo coming out of my ears. If you wore a label sign, what would yours say to warn people about your behavior here? You probably, amongst all of us, need one the most because you seem to have the most altercations with the public.
maybe toxically sarcastic.
Oh, yeah, I think that's accurate. Yeah.
I like that. That's good. Yeah.
So
I would think you'd do a weather pun. Wouldn't that be fair to partly cloudy? Stormy today?
Funny.
Not amused.
What would yours be?
I don't know. What did I say before? Just leave me, stay away from me?
Not like people.
Yeah, doesn't like people. Irritated by Nick Pittman.
So I got to tell you something.
What?
You know, the next couple of days are going to be so hot. I hear that Jehovah's Witnesses are going to go to telemarketing instead temporarily.
Okay.
Warning, dad jokes ahead.
Yeah, that wasn't even a dad joke. That's just stupid.
Yeah. No, I don't know how they do it. You know what? And I admire the heck out of them because I would not be able to go door to door in suits. But they're on a mission, and I respect that.
Did you just have someone from a Jehovah's Witness stop and try and sell you a Bible or something?
You know what? I've never had that. I feel left out because, first of all, I think they probably see my giant gay flag outside. They're like, they're not redeemable.
Oh, come on.
I'm not going there.
Don't say that.
There.
That's not right. I don't think that's a thing.
I do. It's okay.
He's probably right.
Right. But you know what? I love to have these conversations with people. I get to knock on my door. I love to learn about other people's beliefs. I've read the Bible. I've read the Quran and the Torah.
No,
and
you have. Like, what
I
you,
have.
What are you talking about?
I have.
What are you doing? I'm going to stay here and read the Quran. I have a little spot of tea this afternoon. No, you
haven't. So I took a myths and legends class in college, and I found that to be the most interesting class I've ever taken in my life. And I got deep into mythology and religion and all kinds of stuff. And, you know, I'm a researcher. So I decided one day, you know what, I'm going to pull out this stuff. And I like to be well-versed in many things. It doesn't mean I understand it fully, but it's cool stuff.
You're a nerd. That's what you are.
I am. Absolutely. 100%.
Now, you started it. And in my bag of tricks here, I haven't done these in a long time. I do have some how hot is it jokes. So if you'll give me you know how hot it was today? How hot is it? You ready? Here we go. So you know how hot it was today?
How hot?
How hot is it?
So hot, my dream house is in Alaska. It's so hot today that chickens are laying hard-boiled eggs. It's so hot today the polar bears are wearing sunscreen. It's so hot today Rochelle's reading 50 Shades of Burnt.
These are bad.
It's so hot today a granny broke wind just to get a little breeze in the house.
Oh, God.
You started it, Nick. It's your fault.
Wait, hold on. I'm trying to find a...
Are you Googling how hot is it jokes?
No, I'm not doing that. I did that last night. That's where I came up with my Jehovah's Witness one. Uh-huh. Hold on.
What?
Oh, that's not what I wanted. I tried to find clapping. Oy vey. What a... There you go. All right. You're special. Yay, Robbie. Yay.
Anybody... Yes, I am special. Anybody listening from the Jehovah's Witness, stop by Nick's house. He's ready to make tea and chat all afternoon.
Please.
And he's read the Quran. He'd love to talk to you about it. I love Nick, but he is a strange kid, isn't he? He is a strange, strange kid. There's a picture right now on our socials of Rochelle with the Stanley Cup. What is the story behind it, and how was her high school reunion? It's all connected. We'll get into that. Plus, we'll go to the Celebrity Hotline and talk to actor Blake Clark. Going to say congratulations, too, to Angela from Ocean Grove. She's qualified in the summer cash payoff on her way to work, but started her day qualified for $1,000. Three more chances to play for the money today. Just mean and cruel. All right, line number two. We got to give away some money here. Qualify you for some money.
Oh, hey, good morning.
Oh, hey, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm all right. Who is this?
This is Nicole.
Nicole, calling us from what municipality?
Oh, I'm in Brick.
And Nicole, you're caller number 10. You're qualified for $1,000.
So much. Oh my God, you totally made my whole morning.
I bet you've been trying for a while and you finally got through. Doesn't that feel good?
Yes. Oh my God, absolutely.
You got an exclusive limited edition red, white, and blue Big Show tee just for getting through. You're qualified for the $1,000. Now we're going to give the money away August 11th at Jenks Point Pleasant Beach. If you show up wearing your shirt, we could pick you out to win an additional $1,000.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
Nice going, Nicole. Hang in the line. Her name is Nicole Wall and yet she lives in Brick. Isn't that strange? Two more chances to play and win today. Uncle Ross Brittain is on the scene next with your chance. We'll see you tomorrow morning. Have a great day.
Robbie and Rochelle in the morning.